We love musicals. Classic musicals.
Is this the 2012 Les Miserables?
Weird musicals.
We're talking about Little Shop of Horrors. Musicals that make us laugh.
2005 film The Producers.
Musicals that make us cringe.
This isn't like, oh, fun trippy visuals. This is scary trippy visuals.
But if we've learned anything from talking about musicals, it's that at the end of the day, there is always a rant to be had.
It's like she's in a dead-end marriage.
These aren't hockey pads.
Fever dream of a reality.
She murdered Jennifer Hudson.
He's like Cat Pope.
Adolf Elizabeth Hitler.
Square share, you die.
I mean, what's a more romantic setting than a bunch of laundry?
So on our podcast, we do our best to discuss the most famous and infamous movie musicals you all love.
So let's pull back the curtain and begin our
Stage Rant. Welcome to Stage Rant, where two dudes, equally secure in their masculinity and sexuality, break down the biggest movie musicals. Each week, myself, Adam, a man who feels that there's an awful lot of racism in these musicals we review, discuss the history of a show with
Joe, a man who is very likely to say the phrase systemic racism many, many times today, but has a lot of strong, pointed opinions. So without further ado, let us begin the show. So, Adam, what do cross-racial relationships, gang violence, and Latin jazz have in common?
You see, the first two, I was kind of thinking Hairspray. But then you
We're doing it again!
But then you threw in Latin jazz, and I turned a hard left into West Side Story.
We've talked about jazz before.
We've talked about the dangers of jazz. Yeah, jazz and booze.
Jazz and booze.
Or jazz and liquor.
Jazz and liquor. And there's there's not a lot of liquor does not play a role.
No, there's no booze in
Coca-Cola does, but like not liqueur.
No.
But jazz for sure.
Yes.
Jazz equals violence, I'm telling you. I told you since day one.
You don't listen. You did.
Anywho, so we're talking about West Side Story.
Yes. And we are joined by our first guest of season two.
Woohoo.
Melanie.
My name's Melanie.
Your name is Melanie.
Yeah. Joe's friend from high school.
Yeah.
I've been blessed to be asked onto this podcast, and I'm very excited to be here.
I like your sweater, by the way.
Thank you.
It's giving me like, wow. Didn't even see that before.
It's a Hot Topic special. Thank you.
That's super edgy. Wow. At first I was like, is this a Freddy Krueger?
It gives me Krueger vibes.
I'm sure it's supposed to.
And then she pulls back the dramatic scarf, ladies and gentlemen, and reveals that it says dead inside across the chest.
Yeah. This is good.
You know, sometimes you just have to break out the angsty sweater.
Angsty Hot Topic clothing.
Well, I am an emo at heart. What can I say?
Do we need to talk?
No.
Cool. I'm glad things are going well. So West Side Story.
Yeah. So we had you on. We invited you onto the show back in December, I believe. And you want to talk about West Side Story.
Yes.
So first of all, What is your history with this musical before we hop into discussing it?
Okay, well, I grew up on it because my mom was very into it and she had it on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up watching it mixed in with like Gone with the Wind and Disney movies. It was just like one of those that I watched.
Gone with the Wind and Disney and the West Side Story.
The whole thing.
What a well-rounded experience.
It's a weird combination named after a character in Gone with the Wind. So like...
You are?
Yes.
I haven't seen that movie in so many years.
It's Melanie, who's Ashley's cousin. So Scarlett fucking hates her.
Yes.
That's me.
Right. I remember that's Ashley. Because I was like, that's a man with a girl name.
Yes. It's Ashley's cousin who he marries.
Yes.
And so Scarlett hates her, but then ends up like saving her life and the whole thing. So.
Gotcha.
That's why I know that movie.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom really my mom really likes West Side Story, so then that's I grew up watching that. And then I was really into dance and I was a dancer.
Okay.
So I was very into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I became friends with our friend Amy.
Mm-hmm.
She's a professional dancer now.
Uh-huh.
And so you're very into it.
Gotcha.
For a very long time.
Is your name Melanie Maria? Is it like a
it is
name?
Not. It no? is not.
No.
What is your middle name?
Jane.
Melanie Jane.
Yes.
Sounds like a comic book hero.
Well, because it sounds like Mary Jane.
It does. Yeah, that's, I'm thinking Spider-Man.
Like, yeah, MJ.
Yeah. No.
But it's not.
Yeah, this isn't a superhero podcast.
Anyways.
This will actually be pretty interesting because normally I get to speak from a position of experience with these things. I have seen this movie all the way through exactly one time.
This is my second time watching
it. And I just, like, I have some thoughts.
Yeah.
Which, like, usually,
you have,
like,
some thoughts, but are they relevant and are they important?
Holy shit! Coming out swinging. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've seen this one time, and it, like, all the way through. I've seen, like, parts. I've obviously heard the music before.
Mm-hmm.
My first exposure to this music in any way, shape, or form was actually when I was a young child, and my brother danced in a trio during a middle school talent show to I Feel Pretty in dresses.
Okay.
Yes, him.
Ryan?
Yes, he now has a lot of tattoos.
Yes, I know, but I can't imagine him in a dress. That's
right.
Very silly.
It's crazy, the passage of time.
Wow.
And so that is my first exposure to it. So I grew up knowing the song I Feel Pretty. Oh,
I Feel Pretty was also in Glee.
Did not watch a lot of
They did a mashup with that, and I remember, like, screeching. Because I was like, I know this song. I don't know where. I don't know what's happening.
But
and
I know this.
Like, it's West Side Story. Of course it is.
You're like, I'm familiar.
Yeah.
It's like when they sing the Don't Stop Believing. You're just like, ooh, what a fun, funky mix. And so I've seen this one time. And so I'm approaching. Adam, you're going to get to, like, be the driver of this.
Or I am.
Maybe Melanie will be the driver of
this.
We'll
see.
With your lifelong experience of West Side Story.
It depends if I feel comfortable enough.
That's fair.
Yeah.
We'll see.
What an intimidating environment.
Yeah.
For...
So scary.
Yes. Joe and Adam, the two scariest men on the planet.
Yes.
My experience with West Side Story is a bit unique in that my senior year of high school, I was involved in marching band. And yeah, I know. No, but hey, we went to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade that year.
You go.
I was on national television.
What did you do? Sign up.
We had to audition.
There's an audition. What is the audition process?
It's long and lengthy, and I honestly don't know. But
you
just
send in a video.
We had to send in multiple videos. I think a third time applying, and they finally accepted us the third time. Anyway, got to march for like 2.5 miles through New York City on a freezing Thanksgiving day in 2013. Anyway,
cool. Okay.
But our show that year that we would go and do competitions to was West Side Story themed.
Gotcha.
So we played, like, the prologue was our opening, Tonight was our, like, ballad. And
so you're familiar with, like, the
instrumental? The instrumental, I'm here for it.
Okay.
But the lyrics and some of the acting and some of the singing leave a lot to be desired for me. But, yeah. So let's get into the numbers of this movie here. So we'll go over some of the reviewers are saying. Metacritic gives it an 86%, Rotten Tomatoes 92%, and IMDb gives it a solid 7.5 out of 10. Or pretty average, if you ask me. It debuted in 1957 on Broadway, with music by Leonard Bernstein, and doing his Broadway debut, Stephen Sondheim, who has done dozens of shows, and I'm sure we'll get to some Sondheim later this season. It lost the Tony for Best New Musical to Music Man, which I think is a fucking travesty.
Yeah.
The Music Man.
Not okay.
We'll talk about this at some point.
Well, at some point we might watch
Adam,
the
you
Music
simply,
Man.
I
strongly disagree.
He is the Music Man, and you must know the territory.
You must know the territory.
And if you don't get the territory, then you don't get Music Man.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it at some point.
What
Jesus
in the fuck?
Lord.
Oh, some
icicles are falling off my house.
Yeah.
That's why we have to be scared shitless.
Well, I'm already scared because I'm sitting next to Freddy fucking Krueger, and now shit's hitting my window. Anywho.
Anyway.
Highly caffeinated. Ready to go.
Good.
That cup is empty.
Yeah. That you showed up with that full Starbucks. Now it is empty. Wham. So originally this was supposed to be...
Not a sipper.
Chugging only.
Originally this was supposed to be about a Catholic gang feuding with a Jewish gang. It would have been the Jets and the Emeralds, but that was scrapped due to...
I don't understand the Jets and the Emeralds situation. Where did they get the Emeralds?
I don't know.
If it's based in religion, it would be kind of odd to call the Jews
Emeralds...
the Sharks.
But also, like,
because
Emeralds,
sharks are predatory,
don't you think of
and like,
Emeralds, Irish Catholic, hello.
But I mean, yeah, you could make that leap, but like...
I don't think
it's a leap. It was very obvious to me.
Well, I don't know. But basically, so Leonard Bernstein, he's just an American genius and composer, but he is Jewish. And so I guess he was like, well, just Catholics and Jews, cool. But then it was scrapped due to pretty close to the Holocaust.
The Holocaust.
Which happened, like... Would have been 12 years prior.
It's too close.
A little close for that.
Close.
And a little anti-Semitic tension. You know, forever and always, Jews are going to be somewhat disliked by some group of society. Not saying it's good.
Right.
It's really bad. But it's just kind of there. So they switch it to Puerto Ricans. The film premiered in 1961, and at the Oscars that year, it won Best Director, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Best Art Direction, Best Cinematography, Best Costume Design, Best Film Editing, Best Score, Best Sound, and Best Picture. So the Academy fucking loved West Side Story. They're like, this is pretty cool.
Yes. Good one.
These Latin kids, jiving, vibing, love it. And the stage production has had many revivals, most recently in 2020, actually. Beginning of 2020, there was a Broadway revival of West Side Story, quickly closed thanks to COVID.
And I remember hearing about it, mm-hmm. and then it just disappeared.
It just stopped. Yeah. And there is set to be a Steven Spielberg remake.
We're getting a movie here.
That was supposed to come out in October of last year, that is now coming out later this year, starring Ansel Elgort as Tony.
What in the hell?
And Rachel Zegler. She is apparently a dancer and YouTuber playing Maria.
Spielberg. Rachel Zegler.
I couldn't find much about her when doing research for this.
Why?
Ansel, okay.
Well, I guess it's fine.
Ansel Elgort.
He did
go to, like, the artsy...
Did he go to Juilliard?
Yeah, I think he went to Juilliard, and then he went to a high school for performing arts.
Oh, one of those guys.
Yeah, with Timothy Chalamet.
Okay.
And Ben Platt.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Maybe I'm making that up.
Ben Platt, of those three, is the most... He will be better as Tony, but... I couldn't see Timothée Chalamet as Tony, because that child's awkward as fuck.
God, he's just so awkward.
The face he makes when he cries is just so ugly. I just...
It's too ugly.
Ugh, yeah.
It's like not relatable.
I couldn't even watch Fault in Our Stars, because he was making that face the entire time, and I was like, mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening here, but it's scrunches. So gross.
Mm-hmm. The book was also better. The movie Fault in Our Stars is not as good. Anyway...
Sorry.
You're good.
That's a hot take. No one ever says the book is better than the book.
Okay, Ben Platt did not go to school with him, because Ben Platt went to high school in L.A. with Jonah Hill's sister.
Oh, yeah. Beanie Feldstein.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Timothy Chalamet and whatever the fuck his name is.
Elgort.
New York.
Okay.
So
it's East Side versus West Side.
Just like
West
this.
West Side Story. Anyway.
So we're getting a movie. It's Spielberg, which is shocking to me. Like, why is he...
There's no father figure in West Side Story for Spielberg to play on. That's like all he does.
And then, like, there's going to be an In the Heights movie, too. That is...
Just Latin musical abound.
That is way too many urban-based movies.
And specifically Puerto Rican.
And New York City.
Yeah.
Do you think Lynn's pissed? Do you think Lin-Manuel Miranda's just like, God damn it, Spielberg.
Goddamn Spielberg! I'm stealing my Oscar!
I'm sure that there's going to be some rivalry there come award season.
And we're also getting Adira Evan Hansen. It's going to be pretty wild.
I don't know.
So excited for that.
I'm not sure.
Why?
Why are you not sure? It has...
Well, I mean,
Ben Platt is that's the only one that actually matters, is that Fair. Ben Platt is in it.
No one else matters in that. Like, you could replace anyone with anyone, and it would be
fine.
And you know they're going to. They're going to be like...
As long as...
Christina Applegate, come be, you know, Connor's mom. Like, who cares? You're going to do some
She's
dumb
one
shit
song.
Like that. Right.
Fair. I don't know. I'm always wary whenever it's a very recent stage... To anyway,
the prom turned out fine.
That's fair. The prom turned out
well. Yes, it did. I will fight you to the death on this.
I could only watch half of it, and then I fell asleep on the couch. So
same with West Side Story. Twins.
So we'll just hop on into it. We'll just get going here. So
this shit is so long.
2.5 hours.
Holy,
it's a little long.
And you feel it.
You feel it.
Especially at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
You feel every minute of every dance sequence where you're like, I get it.
If you're not into dance, mm-hmm. you don't care.
This is a very dance-heavy movie.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's like, if you're not into classically trained
mm-hmm.
dancing,
yeah.
or at least acknowledge that they're doing mm-hmm. it very well.
Yeah.
It gets annoying.
Mm-hmm.
See, for me, I'm not very deep into the, like, instrumentals like you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like it to be like a bop, like something that I actually like care to listen to.
Right, you want
a
bop.
But
to
I'm
bop.
Not actually yes. But I'm not it's not like a what am I trying to say? Like it's not
necessary for you.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
You're here for the
if
dancing.
If their dancing sucks ass and their singing's bad, I'm gonna turn it off. Like the remake.
As you should.
Like the remake of Rent. Dear
God. I hate that. We'll get to Rent eventually.
Okay. The remake
we
of the original.
We might have you on for it.
The remake or the original?
The remake.
The remake, like the live show.
Oh.
Or the one with Idina Menzel.
So, I was talking about Idina Menzel.
Okay.
I'm talking about the original movie.
The original Rent. Movie is good.
Okay.
Good.
It's
but
there.
The remake was yeah. so
oh, I didn't
horrific.
See the remake.
Horrific.
There are...
Anyways, so there, like, there's a difference.
You're talking about like the live on NBC or
yes,
whatever.
That
yeah,
one.
Like,
that might just be what season three is. It's just a review of
it was
live,
so...
the live.
There are a few good live...
There's a few.
Like, Hairspray was good.
Sound of Music, perfect. Peter Pan, perfect. Hairspray, flawless.
Hairspray was good.
Little Mermaid. And, I mean, Queen Latifah. God bless
and
her.
John Legend... In Jesus Christ Superstar was good.
But God, I
fucking I'm not
hate
watching
Jesus
that.
Christ Superstar.
Yeah, I was like, I can't with that at all.
Okay.
No.
Oh my God, you had what's his fuck face for who played Herod?
Oh, Alice Cooper.
Yes.
That's,
oh, my.
Which is weird. That he
isn't
that's
he a
the,
band member?
Isn't he the original?
That's the third time he's played King Herod.
Is he like a
Alice
Cooper? Alice
Cooper
is like one of the greatest.
He's like one of the early like not death metal.
No,
yeah,
he's like one of the
rock,
greatest like
right?
guitarists.
He's just like a rock.
Yeah,
he's like a rock icon.
I was like, I don't think...
So throw him in this.
That's
awful
why I was so confused. I'm like, wait, I'm very confused.
Yes.
Huh?
So we open in
anyway,
the
west
side
story.
Of New York City in the 1950s. You got your Jets, who are white, and you got your Shocks, who are
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, and it is just so it opens with a lengthy number.
Overture. So
overture.
It's this so. Of course, many, many stage musicals have overtures where it's kind of that, here's a little teaser of here's what's to come. You know, here's a little bit of, you know, the Jets song, a bit of Tonight, a bit of the dance at the gym. And oftentimes when you're doing it for a stage production, it's so people can kind of continue filing in, you know,
right.
find your seats.
Yes.
And they're like, shit, I gotta sit down.
It's like, oh shit,
it's starting, run.
Right, it's like the plane coming in, like, we are coming in for a landing, and we're about to, you know, hit the tarmac, so get to your seat now. But here, it's just color and lines.
There's no reason for it.
No.
It's
like the lines
now.
Do...
They don't need it.
It does turn into the New York skyline of Manhattan,
yes.
which I'm like, all right, cool.
But why do they need it to be so...
The
on the slowest...
They don't need it.
Color gradient change
yeah.
I've ever seen. Like, I told you guys before this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Yeah, it's like 20 seconds between colors. And so I started watching this on Hulu, which it is currently streaming on,
mm-hmm.
if you really must. And, like, I'm watching this, and I hear the music going, but the picture has not changed. And I'm like, did my screen freeze?
Yep.
Like, is there a stream error?
Yep.
And I skipped forward 20 seconds, and the color changed, and I'm like, oh, fine.
This
so then
is...
I rewinded 20 seconds, and I let out an exasperated sigh, and I was like, play.
Yeah. And it's one of those, it's so slow
minutes.
That you kind of, you're sitting there and you're like, did the color change?
It's like,
I can't,
you're like, what's going on? What's going on?
Did it?
I'm being
wait,
freaking gaslighted
what?
By the introduction.
Was
overture.
It always orange? I could have sworn it was red.
I feel like it was red, but was it that shade of red?
I don't know.
Now it's definitely green.
It's for sure blue now, but I don't remember it getting here.
And so finally you get through that and it does a fade into the New York skyline and you're like, oh, we're in New York. And
mm-hmm.
then we spend a couple more minutes flying over the city.
A few helicopter shots, which I didn't think really...
Probably, I think they're plane.
Plane?
Yeah, at the speed
fair.
Of the... Anywho, so
yeah.
we're moving around the city, and you're like, okay, I get it, we're in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an elongated chase scene.
Yes, we...
Of full of fun tomfoolery.
We've gone from the overture to the prologue. As it is called in the soundtrack.
And it's 7 minutes of people chasing each other.
Basically the...
And feigning dance violence.
The Jets are antagonizing the Sharks, who are antagonizing the Jets. And it's... They're gangs, but they're dancey gangs.
and once their again, snappy games.
And once again, it's just a little too long.
Just a little, yes.
Like, if it was just a little bit shorter, we wouldn't get you wouldn't get annoyed, or, like, you would maintain interest. But it's just, everything's just a little too long in this movie.
Yes. I would agree. Everything is just, like, 1 minute longer than it needs to be.
Yeah.
And if we had just cut down all of those minutes, then we'd be at, like, an hour and, you know.
Yeah. An hour and a half.
Which an hour and a half.
It's ironic, because a lot of movies today, it's like, that was just a little too short.
Yeah.
But just a little bit longer. Like, we need to find a happy medium.
There's a happy... I swear we can find it.
We're going to get there eventually.
If we apply ourselves, we put our heads together.
It's like 1:45.
Yes. an hour and 45 minutes is the perfect length for a film. An hour and a half is too short. 2.5 hours is way too long.
Ridiculous.
Because even after... And we're getting ahead of ourselves here. But after the rumble, after... Spoiler alert. Tony and Bernardo...
Adam.
Or not Tony, after Riff and Bernardo die, it's only 45 minutes left in the movie, but it feels like forever.
Because it seems like that is such a big deal that it's like, that should be.
But it comes so late in the movie.
Yeah.
And then after that, the entire like second... maybe third act, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of people running around talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's upset. Just like,
yes. And... it's a lot of like, oh, I'm going to run over here and say that you shouldn't be in this relationship. Or I'm going to run around the streets yelling, Gino.
Or like, I'm going to come over here and say, hey, why are you crying? I'm like, I don't know, maybe our friend just died.
Literally, like, our best friend just died.
The leader of our group is anyway.
You just got to be cool. You got to be cool.
Stay cool.
Stay
boy.
Cool. God, that song.
Anyway.
We'll get there. And so, like, they're running around, and finally, like, the police arrive to break it up. Mm-hmm. Now, luckily, the police in this movie are non-problematic. Like,
not
they're perfectly
all.
Fine.
Perfect
nothing wrong.
Representation of what an officer should be.
Yeah, it's the NYPD we're talking about here. Come on. Everything's
Captain
fine. Fine.
We got Lieutenant Wholesome and Officer Joy coming on
and
in.
They are just so much fun.
Yeah.
Spirit sticks only. Spirit. Not batons.
They put the batons away. They have sparklers. They're just here to have fun, you know.
So we have Lieutenant Shrank, who not so subtly racist.
Oh my god. So like the gangs come together and they're fighting, and then the police arrive and they separate them. And then the detective goes over to the whites.
To Baby John.
Baby John, and is like, hello, you perfect Aryan race child, come with me. Yeah. He brings him over to the sharks, and he's like, which one of these Puerto Ricans did this to you?
Yeah.
And it's just like, they're all bloody.
Right.
You like, just chose what Catholics would depict as Christ, honestly, to like identify in this lineup. And so then he's like, break it up, go home.
Yeah.
And so the Puerto Rican gang leaves, and then he goes to the white folks, and he's
to
just
the Jets.
Like, to the Jets, fine.
Yeah.
He goes to the Jets, and he's just like, okay, I need you to help me
get rid of these guys.
Get rid of these people off the street so then I can do my job and not become a traffic
but like,
cop.
Don't do it on my beat.
Don't,
like,
do,
don't
it here.
Do it in
take,
my area.
Take it elsewhere.
Yeah.
He's like the opposite of cool parents, who are like, if you're going to try drugs, I prefer you try it with me.
He's like,
he's just like, if you're going to beat up a Puerto Rican gang, I prefer you do it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Do it not in my jurisdiction. Thank you.
Exactly. So we have the Jets, who are headed up by Riff, and we have the Sharks headed up by Bernardo.
Woo!
So the Sharks, Bernardo and the Sharks roll out, and Riff brings the Jets aside, and there's like, all right, we got a...
Team meeting.
Let's do
team
it.
Meeting.
Round it up. And they talk about other gangs that they've kicked out of the area. You know, oh, there was the, you know, the Emeralds, and we got rid of them, and there were others, and we got rid of them, and, you know, we got to be number one, we got to the top dogs. And they sing the Jets song about how great it is to be a Jet.
This song is like sandpaper being dragged across my forehead.
Mm-hmm. And
dramatic.
It's bad. Melanie, when you're a Jet all the way. But that's nice. Because that's not how it's sung.
Right. So
it's not really sung.
You're a Jet.
He's like, when you're a Jet all the way. Like, it's
and
rough.
So here's
I'm not saying that he's a...
So here's what it means to be a Jet. You're a Jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
I don't condone smoking.
We don't condone smoking.
When you got brothers, we're your family. You're never disconnected.
Yeah. When company's expected, you're well protected.
You're well protected.
Then you're set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet.
What do you think the initiation process is to be a jet? Like, is this like a, like, is it light hazing, or are you like a crypt and you have to kill someone? Like,
no.
These don't seem like the violent.
They don't seem violent. I feel like it's more
I don't know,
more
two
so...
people do die.
Well, yeah.
It's implied,
in the course of a
it's
day.
It's implied that both the sharks and the jets never wanted to kill
yeah,
anyone.
Yeah, they're shocked over it.
Yeah,
because they're
like,
immature teens.
I feel like if they, yeah, first of all, they're children. Second of all, I think it's mostly like brothers have, and like their mom's like, hey. Bring
go play outside.
Go play outside. Bring your brother with you.
Yeah.
And then they just end up being like, oh, I get... It's the boy band, like...
It's like a street...
The Jets.
It's like a, it's like a street fraternity.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything... Maybe there's some hazing for, like, the young...
Like they
baby
might...
Baby John or whatever, like...
They might tussle.
Yeah.
They might throw fists, but they're never going to kill anyone.
No.
Like, until they do.
Until they do, which...
Twice.
They're like, ha-ha, go steal something from that shop over there.
Well, the Jets...
They're like
the
newsies,
Jets,
you
the Jets killed
yeah.
once. The Sharks killed twice.
Wow.
Just saying.
Which is kind of a weird, like, antagonistic message that's against what this movie's trying to say.
Right. The, like, violence
like,
begets
if you count
more
the
violence.
Body count. Yeah, anywho.
Yeah.
Anywho, so we have, when you're a jet, all the way, and it's like, mm-hmm. okay, please stop. And so they're like, we're gonna, like, have a gang war.
Yeah.
But we need to, like, we need to have parlay first.
But they're doing, they have to have a war council.
We have to have
war council. Listen here, we're street thugs, and we're gonna beat anyone up, but we're gonna do it with civility.
I think my favorite part of this is it's implied that they came up with these rules themselves, but they make it sound
like everyone
this
does
a
this.
Long-held tradition that we convene the war council, and it's like...
It most certainly is not.
Right, I'm like,
no.
Y'all just started this a couple years ago, like...
The Jets can be no more than, like, 5 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fresh until one of them got a job.
Because yeah, they mentioned that Tony and Riff were, like, co-founders of the Jets.
Yeah.
Then Tony got older, you know, got a job.
And when we
Doc.
Say when we say got older, he's
right.
only in his 20s.
Like,
he better only be in his 20s.
I think it's, like he's probably 20.
Yeah.
20, 21. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're all children. Except for, like,
yeah.
Tony and Riff are, like, the oldest. And Riff is the delinquent.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony is supposed to be, like, the goody two-shoes.
Right.
But he's still, like, he's only, like, a busboy, basically.
But how old is Bernardo?
I think Bernardo is
he's,
older.
I think he's older.
At least mid-20s to maybe 30, because
yeah.
he's, like, a dad figure to Maria. Because their parents didn't come to America.
No, they did.
They
because
did.
Maria...
No.
Mentions,
no, because they have...
They have the father, because the father calls out to Maria.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And they even mention, like, mom
seen
and pop are at,
fuck.
Like, they're at the store.
Melody, you were the expert!
Goddamn!
And so they're like, anywho, we need to
yeah.
parlay. We need to have a convention of the war council.
Yes.
And so they're like,
dramatic.
We need to go get Tony.
Right.
Because he needs to be...
He'll be Riff's second.
Second.
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, 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 yes. And they're like, but Tony, he's working these days.
So Riff's like, I'm gonna go talk to him. I'll knock him out of this, you know, goody two-shoes act.
It's like one of those, like, superhero movies where they, like, go and the government agents take a helicopter into the woods.
Right, and it's
and,
like,
and
Jones,
and
we need
Tony's,
you back.
Tony's chopping wood. He's unloading barrels down a flight of stairs.
Oh, like
but
Wolverine,
yeah.
where, like,
yes.
Logan is, like,
exactly.
by himself.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
like, we need you to come
yeah.
back, and he's
or
just
like,
I don't do that no more.
Or, Hawkeye, how he has,
yep.
like, the family
yes,
in the middle
yep.
of nowhere.
Yep.
Like, we need to call you in, and he's just like, I got a family.
He's like, I got
I shoot arrows,
I have
and
two
I have
and a half kids.
Not for long, you talk.
Yeah, half of them are gonna get poofed.
So, yeah, and then he goes on a murder spree.
He gets that bad haircut. Ugh.
It's not great.
Yeah.
I like his sword, though. Anywho, so they're like, Tony, you gotta come back, and he's just like, eh. I'm working!
He's working. He's like, and you know what? I've been having these dreams. I'm waking up. I'm grabbing out for something. I don't know what it is.
And he's like, a dame.
He's like, I don't know. Maybe. Probably.
And
it
so,
is.
They have this long-winded conversation where eventually they're like, okay, fine. I'll meet you at the dance.
Right. There's a dance at the gym that's being hosted by Gomez Adams, actually.
Some weird old dude.
John Astin. Father of Sean Astin, who was Samwise Gamgee.
in Lord of the Rings.
I'm sorry.
So John, so the guy who's hosting the dance is John Astin.
It is?
Who played Gomez Adams in the original Adams Family TV show and is the father to Sean Astin, who was Bob in season 2 of Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Bob.
Yeah.
I love Bob. I love sandwich.
R.I.P. Bob. Anywho, and so finally Tony's like, okay, fine, I'll meet you at the old sock hop tonight.
Yeah.
And he sings this song that I don't get.
Something's coming.
This, like, it's, okay. Adam, something's coming. Could be. Who knows?
There's something to any day. I will know right away, as soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose.
Who knows? It's only just out of reach.
Down the block, on the beach, under a tree. I got a feeling it's a miracle dew.
It's like, something's coming, could be, who knows. That's how life works. That's literally how every single day works. Something usually happens. You don't always know what it is.
No.
Until it happens.
Ta-da, it's life.
Ta-da! And then the sun goes on for like 3 minutes. Once again, a minute too long.
Just too long. Everything's too long.
But something's coming.
Yeah, so
and it's gonna be a dame.
So this is his, like, again, his wanting song. His
This is like wish.
Wish for something song. Different. Yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't mentioned it yet, but West Side
Story. The start of something new.
Why didn't we not just watch that
high school musical?
I was up for it.
Maybe next time.
Okay. Yeah. So Tony's in.
Yes.
He's back.
So Tony's in, and then we cut to the apartment of Anita, Maria, and the Nina the painter, and the Santa Maria.
Maria. I was like, can I make that joke?
Of Anita, Maria, and Bernardo, and they're all getting ready for the dance.
And apparently their parents.
And apparently their parents are there, but they're not there.
Yeah.
We only hear the voice of the father once, but anyway. And Maria's upset because she wants a lower cut dress.
Yes.
She's a grown woman now.
She's like, I'm a woman. I can have a plunging neckline.
And they're like, Maria, you're 17.
And she's like, but this is America.
It is America. She's not wrong.
We'll talk about America later.
There's a whole fucking
song about America.
And so then they're like, but here, try on this dress. And she's like, no, I don't want to. And then she puts it on, and it has a plunging neckline.
And it works great.
She looks amazing.
She looks great, yeah.
It's great color.
But she's the only girl going to be at the party, dance, in a white dress.
But it has a red belt, so I think it's fine.
It's fine, yeah.
She looks good. She looks hot. She looks fresh. She's ready.
Yeah. She's out here vibing. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. We also find out in this very brief scene that she's kind of betrothed. Not betrothed, but
She's got a boyfriend.
Something's lined up.
Something's lined up to marry or date this guy named Chino, who we really don't see much of in this movie.
Isn't he that short guy?
He's the short guy who is, like, hanging out with Bernardo.
Mm-hmm.
And so we find out that they're kind of
the guy that the family's like pushing on her.
Like, it's like, hey, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. He wants to settle down. The meddling family.
Yes.
Stuff that we have to deal with all the time.
Right. So, you know, that's already kind of being set up there. Bernardo is dating Anita. Are they married? No.
No, I just think
they're just dating.
I think they're dating, but I think they're like long term. Like, I think they've been an established couple for a long time.
So Anita is not. So Bernardo is Maria's older brother, and Anita is not related to the family, but is just dating Bernardo.
Yes.
But they both Anita and Maria work in the same dress shop.
Yes.
Okay.
Where they feel pretty.
Oh, so pretty.
Okay, so we established that. She's now
pretty
wearing white.
Pretty and gay.
Mm.
And we're ready to go to the sock hop.
And I will say, this transition that they do with the camera, I think, is really cool. Where we have Maria spinning.
The classic Cinderella spin.
Yes. And then, like, colors start changing, the dress is flaring out, and then it goes dark, then lights back up, and we're here in the gym, and we're at the dance.
And the song starts, and it's isn't it the... Bum, bum, bum,
hey,
bum,
little
bum,
girl, with some cash to burn. I'm saying something you won't return. I'm Zac Efron. Anywho,
Yeah,
that one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one to slowly get into. Makes you excited for the dance and all that.
Exactly. And then we'll
all
do
that.
All that jazz.
And then we'll mambo later.
Mambo.
And so we have...
And then there's some nice icebreaker activities.
There's some nice icebreaker
activities. I can't get over the fucking icebreaker activity.
What's the guy's name?
I like the little Sally Walker dance.
Yeah.
I can't get over
this. Oh, Gladhand. So Gladhand, these like social worker guy, again, played by Gomez Adams.
He's trying so hard too. Like,
he's trying. He's got his little pink suit and bow tie on.
But like in a weird way where you're like, why are you working with kids?
Like, yeah, it's like, why are you really into getting these kids to pair
it's like,
up?
Did your wife force you to sign up for this?
Like, and you're like, well, when in Rome.
Or is he doing this on his own volition and has no wife? In which case, it's weirder.
Gross.
I like to think that he just kind of showed up and he's just like, well, I was an RA in college. I used to do floor speed dating.
They gave him a clipboard and they're like, you know what to do. He's like, okay.
And he sees like the cop standing in the corner and he's just like, is something going to happen here? And so he's just like, what we're going to do, kids, because this will be fun.
Is right.
Girls in the middle and guys in a circle. Mm-hmm. And the guys get in a circle outside. And then we're going to like spin. And when the music stops, we're going to
dance.
Musical chairs.
We're going to
dance with that person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, little Sally Walker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mixed with a cakewalk.
And like musical chairs.
Yes. Mixed with musical chairs. And everybody gets mixed with, like, their enemy's significant other.
Right.
And it's just immediately awkward.
Because we have Riff goes out with, I think, her name's Velma?
I didn't even know she had a name.
I think it's Velma and...
Isn't she the one in the tight dress?
She's the redhead.
Yeah.
Because she later on, after, again, Riff, spoiler, Riff dies, she's like, I want Riff! And, of course, he's dead. So she and Riff go out and start dancing. Then Bernardo and Anita start dancing, and then everyone gets together. And then
yes, but like when they match with each other's like significant others, they immediately resegregate into gang versus gang.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
No.
No, you're good.
And so they're doing that, and they're dancing, and it's like okay,
yeah.
Enter, you know, Tony
and Maria.
And this is, oh my god, I think this might be, this might get...
Velma is her friend.
Velma, oh, Velma's the blonde.
Yeah, Velma's the blonde.
Wait, then who's the redhead?
No name.
Oh, so Riff's girlfriend gets no name, but the blonde...
But her friend, the blonde with the tight blue dress, is Velma.
Who says ooey-oo a lot.
Yeah.
She gets a name. Oh,
she does a weird dance move.
Like the chest pop.
It's like early twerking. We're not quite there.
It's like that meme of the girl who can't actually twerk.
Who's just,
she's
like
just
moving
her
back.
Upper. Yes,
yeah.
That's what it is.
Man, West Side Story, so ahead of its time.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I think this movie and this musical in general get to one of my least favorite tropes in musicals. Mm-hmm. What I lovingly refer to as the one night with you.
Well, okay.
Where
so,
they like... So were you in All Shook Up?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're like, one night, with where, like, they see each other across the way, and, like, all the lights go out, and it's just them staring at each other.
Yeah, we have to stand real still.
You have to stand, yes. Yeah, so, it's, and this is from the musical All Shook Up, where it's like, one night with you, it's when they see the person that they've never met before,
if you don't
but they
know
they're
going
to fall in love.
It's Footloose with Elvis music.
And it's a jukebox musical, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun time.
Yeah.
But that's what happens, is, like, Tony and Maria see each other from across the sock hop. And I know it's not a sock hop, but it's a lot funnier to call it that.
It's a little too early for a sock hop, but I wasn't going to correct you.
In the 50s.
60s were sock hops.
Yeah, shit it. You're right.
Yeah.
Anywho, so
it's okay.
It's, you know, the ancestor to the sock hop. They see each other from across the way. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're like, they got tunnel vision. Because they're like, oh, I'm going to marry this woman.
And everything else
and then they
is blurry.
Try to, and just, like...
Then they come together.
The concept of the one-day relationship is such a common trope.
Well,
and
so
it's everywhere.
We haven't mentioned it yet, but West Side Story is just a modern version of
Romeo
and Juliet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
And I hate Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I was like, Romeo and Juliet is the worst, but
yes,
at least West Side Story is like a little bit better because at least like
it adds racism.
There's that, but it's like, what? It's just Romeo and Juliet is just so stupid. I just can't.
Romeo
That's
and Juliet
not even get me going on that.
I mean,
one.
The play itself is not supposed to. You're not supposed to empathize with them. They're supposed to be stupid teenagers who are in love.
It makes me so mad though because like You're literally 14.
Well, that's how they did things back then, because they died at 20.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But
I mean,
you gotta reproduce.
If you got to 25, you're an old prophet.
It does have the same trope as
All Ship or Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet and West Side Story are very similar, except for it. I guess it's because it's more modern that I like.
It gives more depth to the story.
Yes, it's not as shallow.
Yeah, but it gives more depth while taking away depth, because at least Romeo and Juliet gives them some time. Like Romeo
what
and Juliet,
do you mean some time.
They like time,
like a time, like a.
There's
time
more
period.
Time for them to know who the other person is.
They at least,
it's
as opposed
like
to West
weekend.
Side Story, where they decide
it's
immediately
like a weekend,
right? We're getting married.
That's fair.
And we're running away because you just got accused of murder.
Romeo at least.
Like, that also happened back then, though. Like some grandparents are like, oh yeah, like.
Met that
we
one
married
night.
Like in a week and a half, and you're just like, what the
maybe
fuck?
I was just
and now you're married
for
70 years?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we just date way
what
too
long. What if
he
was an asshole?
Maybe that's the whole thing. Maybe we're just too picky now. Or like, I need to date this person for 4 years before I propose.
And even then, I don't know.
Even though.
Might not be the one.
I was like, you're living with them, and like, you're basically already there. Yeah.
Right.
Anywho, so they're like, I love you, and we're gonna dance. And
well,
then
they
try
the
to
most
dance.
Well, they have an awkward intro to each other, because he's just like, you know, you look cold, or you look, and she just goes, my hands are cold.
Yeah.
Just like holds up her hands, and it's like,
which
what?
Some women bullshit. Let's be real. Like, people are they are cold all of the time, all of the time.
Women?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you cold right now?
No.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not cold.
Well,
I'm
you
not
are wearing
cold,
a scarf in.
But I'm not cold all the time. I'm actually the one person at work who constantly turns down the thermostat and freezes everybody out.
You are the exception to the rule.
I feel like it's more so because I grew up in the Smith household that was always set at 70 or below at all times.
So it's just normal to you. And anything above that is
just always a little bit numb.
People who keep their houses at like 75, I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
Why are you sweating? Why?
Like, why is this something you desire?
You're sitting doing nothing and you're sweating. Anyway, yeah.
So they try to dance together until the gangs are like, you can't dance together.
And Bernardo's like, whoa, what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Get away.
Yeah.
It's my sister.
So you can't, they can't dance together.
No. So then, you know, they're going to go do their war council at midnight.
Yes.
At Doc's drugstore, where Tony works. But Tony basically bails, because they're supposed to do the war council there.
Yes.
And then he's like, peace, bye.
Right.
After Maria leaves. So Maria leaves, Tony leaves. And then Riff and Bernardo are like, all right, we'll do this war council thing.
But Tony is love stricken, obviously,
yes.
As he has to sing his song.
Maria. Ugh. Maria.
He does like his.
He has some like vibrato that he throws in there.
Yeah, but it's not good. And it's like, are you okay? Like, is your throat okay? Are you sick?
Yeah.
Like, Maria, something's off here.
It's like, ugh.
How wonderful a sound can be.
He says, Maria. One,
about
two,
a thousand
three,
times.
Four.
Don't count it. It's too many.
12.
For all the lyrics, yeah. 13, 14,
like
15. Almost every single.
16, 17, 18, 19. Maria.
25.
I met a girl named Maria.
29.
30 times. He says Maria 30 times.
What's the title of the song?
Maria.
Oh, shit. I thought it would be Jane.
Well, it's like halfway through listening to this song, Maria doesn't sound like a word anymore.
Yeah,
it's definitely. Like if you say, you know, like, plant over and over and over, it doesn't even sound like a word.
Or like you write it multiple times and you're like, oh, I'm not sure if that's correct anymore.
So it's Maria, 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 just it's yeah, just goes on and on and on and on. And then we cut to
now the sharks,
the rooftop,
yeah,
of the sharks. Assuming they all live in the same apartment complex,
or close to each other.
Or close to each other.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, it is the 50s in New York, and they probably are living in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Given, you know,
well,
racism.
Yeah.
So.
But also, isn't it, like, that's the whole problem?
It's the
is
shark,
that they're fighting over
the territory.
Yeah.
Yes. So, then Anita.
Yes.
and Bernardo
yes.
are on the rooftop.
Hell yeah.
And they say...
It's with time to have a debate.
They're with everyone else, all the other sharks, and they're... The guys and the gals are all up there. And Anita is singing the praises of America, or starts mentioning them.
It's the best scene.
And Bernardo's like...
It's pretty good.
I love... I love
this is the best scene and the best song, in my opinion, in this whole show.
So good.
And Anita basically is like, you know what, Puerto Rico, man, I love her. I wish she'd just die.
Just never going back.
Literally sink into the ocean, Puerto Rico. You suck.
Yeah.
And there's too many people. Everyone's in debt.
Yeah, everybody is broke. It's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just is what did she say?
Population is growing.
Everybody's just getting knocked
there's
up.
There's hurricanes.
It's just not good.
Don't go there. And so she sings the praises of America, how industry booms in America, Cadillac zoom in America.
Everything's free in America, except for a small fee in America.
And then Bernardo and the guys come in and they kind of throw their caveats in.
I love this back and forth.
Yes.
I love this because she's just like, everything's free in America.
The absolute sass between Bernardo and Anita is just the best.
Yes. Right, and she's like, everything's free in America. And, he's
like,
the
eyebrow wiggles and like... Mm-hmm.
In America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also just like how they say America. It's just fun.
You know, buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us, and they charge twice.
I'll have my own washing machine.
What will you have though, to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac zoom in America. Industry boom in America. 12 in a room in America.
Which is still applicable today.
Yes. This is the only song that hasn't aged.
At all.
Yes.
At all.
It's true. Except like Cadillacs. There's not a lot of Cadillacs anymore.
No.
Unless it's like a Cadillac SUV. You're not...
Right. You don't see a lot of anything.
If you drive just a Cadillac sedan, I think you're either really rich and you think that that's what looks cool.
Which is not.
Or you're
extremely poor and it's rusted and gross.
Or you're like 70 and you're like, I'm living the glory days again.
Right.
So...
Or you're just, you know, you're one of those grandpas who is not going to get a new car because this one's running fine, even though it's, like, rusting and
it's
gross.
Like, it's a Cadillac. It's built so well.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it's a ton of, like, fun back and forth. Like, I'll get a terrace apartment. Better get rid of your accent.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Life can be bright in America if you can fight in America. Life is all right in America if you're all white in America.
Fucking mic drop.
That line.
Ding dong.
Again, has not aged at all. that's still
it's unfortunate.
Still true. Here you have free and you have pride, long as you stay on your own side. Free to be anything you choose, free to wait tables and shine shoes. Everywhere grime in America, organized crime in America, terrible time in America. Then Anita kicks back with, you forget I'm in America.
And then the guys are like, I go back to San Juan. And the ladies are like, I know a boat you can get on.
Everyone there will give big cheer.
Everyone there would have moved here.
Like, fire! Snippity snip snap!
It's
burn.
Like, this song is so good, and the dancing is great, and the music is great. It's just upbeat Latin vibes,
and the interactions between the actors is really good. Like, just like the flirting,
the chemistry.
The chemistry while they're dancing, while they're throwing jabs. It's just like. Yes, Anita and Bernardo have been together for a long time because they're finding it funny while also fighting.
Right.
And, like, all this, like...
So, like, right. America's great. That's, no criticism. Problem.
And then Chico's in the corner all small and just... just there.
And they...
Poor Chico.
And so then we wrap up there. And then we cut to... what happens after that? Then we cut to... the jets and then we have Maria and Tony have their moment together.
This is that before or after America?
After.
Where they're dancing and they're going like
the next song is Tonight.
That's where they're so then they have
this
their moment.
Movie is so dense. Like I said, the entire movie is just, I'm going to here to talk to these people, now I'm going here to talk to these people.
Yeah. It's just, this is the movie of conversations. Traveling and conversations. Which, if you think about it, isn't that what life is? Traveling and talking.
Oh no, Adam, I think something's going to happen.
Any moment now.
Something's in the air.
Yeah.
Something's happening!
Something's building!
So then Maria and Tony have their balcony scene, pretty much, from Romeo and Juliet. Tony is falling head over heels for Maria. It's a little creepy.
It is a little creepy.
It's very creepy.
Things are moving pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first time I saw this, I didn't catch it. But rewatching it for this, I noticed that as he's, like, climbing down the ladder, he's like, I love you. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, ooh, that should have been your cue there, Tony. Slow it down, bud. But then they do say, I love you. It's a Teodoro or something like mm-hmm. that. We don't have to talk about tonight. It's okay. It's fine.
I won't move past tonight.
Yeah. So then we cut to the jets hanging around outside Doc's soda shop, waiting for the sharks to show up for their
tussle.
Their war council. Mm-hmm. Waiting for the war council. And they sing the worst song in this whole musical, G. Officer Krupke.
I'm gonna fight you on that. It's the second best song.
What? No.
It's so good.
It's not good.
So, like, you had... So, why I really like this is it is the... So, the sharks just sang a song about their plight. Right? America is about the plight of their gang. Why they...
And about immigrants.
Immigrants in general. But, like, specifically, it talks about their drive, their motivation, that kind of stuff, right? They are facing challenges. G. Officer Krumke is the version of that for the Jets. So the Jets are now singing about why they're not just a bunch of white people that are trying to claim territory, which is a very white person thing to do.
Yes, it is.
Right? Yeah. They're like, mental health!
What does it mean?
Like, addiction! Like, mm-hmm. we're bounced around between social service agents. Like, and not to mention the fact that you're actively trying to put me in jail at any given time.
That's fair.
Because, like, I grew up in the cycle of poverty. So I like G. Officer Krumke because it's done in an almost equally facetious way that America is done.
Mm.
But it is... a very white song.
Yeah, yes. It is.
Yes. No Latin vibes here.
No Latin vibes.
At all.
And so, like, they're outlining... Bland. They're outlining Bland city. Their yeah. issues and providing rationale for their behavior and why fair. They do what they do, which without it doesn't really make the, like, the irony and, like,
the ending of this
the
movie.
Ending matter.
That's fair. Because we eat...
Because the whole point at the end of this is that, like, both of you face, like,
both lights. Groups are...
Both of you have your issues.
Yeah. And you need to work together to solve them.
To solve them, not fight each other because you're both, you know, the down guy.
They're still not going to do it. Unlikely. Brick wall.
Yeah. And so it goes from, like, the court system to then... You know, a psychologist.
Like, our mothers are all junkies. Our dads are all drunks. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no support services. Children, like, we don't feel loved. We don't have support at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one sees our potential. No one wants to work with you. Yeah. Like, if you come from this type of background. Mm-hmm. Like, so the song is my way of, like, it matters.
Okay.
Because it is the...
It
is the version of America for the Jets.
For poor white Americans.
For poor white Americans.
That's fair.
Not to say that those plights are equal, but it provides them a reason to act the way that they are.
There's context. Right. Yes.
And it provides...
Why they are troubled teens.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fair.
Backstory.
Yeah.
Important.
So we do get that song, and then we have... Then they go into Doc's soda shop, and then they have their war council with the sharks. And they agree they're going to fight under the highway.
Yes.
And
they're going to have a fist fight first.
Right. There's no...
No guns.
No guns.
No guns, no knives.
Yep. So we're not going to do anything. No weapons. Strictly
Fight Club.
Yeah.
Melanie, you just broke the literally only rule of Fight Club.
And then the police show up.
Yes.
Kind of break it up. And they kind of...
Do their racist bullshit.
They try to play nice for a hot moment where, like, you have Bernardo and Riff. You can see they're sitting at the table and Riff's like, want a cigarette? And Bernardo's like, no, I don't smoke. And, like, you have this, like, weird, like, oh, we're trying to be nice so we can show the police, like, no, no, don't bother us, we're good.
We're good, we're good. Don't arrest us.
And then...
for sitting in a soda shop,
yeah.
Like...
Yeah, at midnight on, like, a Tuesday.
That's true.
So, you know...
Yeah, iffy.
And then Shrank's like, oh, so now you're being nice with these dirty people. It's like, whoa!
Oh, God.
So, like, Shrank comes in here, you know, just...
Full racist.
Swinging. And, like, he's just being a dick to everyone, honestly. Like, he looks at Action, and he's just like, your mom's a whore. Is she making money? And he's
like, whoa!
He's already a hothead. Like, and he starts swinging.
His name's Action. What did you expect was going to happen?
His name isn't Domicile. Like, it is Action. and he's just fucking... throwing these verbal jabs for no good reason.
Yeah, because then once the sharks leave, after they do, like, this side jab of singing, like, this land is our land, or
this land is made for you and me.
Yeah. And then Shrank again is like, listen, I don't like these guys either.
Yeah.
So I need you to get rid of them for me. And then...
also, your mom's a whore. Bye!
Also, yeah, so thanks, bye. So then they're gonna go rumble. Then what happens after that? Is there a song after that?
No, then it should be intermission, right?
Yes, then we have intermission, and which in the movie is an actual part where it says intermission. And they play
just some music.
The Act 2 overture.
Which again, they should have cut. Because it's a movie.
It's way too long. Well, to be fair, back in the 40s, I'll say from like the 40s to like the mid-60s, movies had intermissions built in.
Which I think is dumb, but whatever.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang has an intermission, if you've seen that movie.
Still think it's dumb.
That's fair. Oh, fair, yeah. So then we have our intermission. And...
also, like, there are movies now that would benefit from, like, just a quick 5-minute break.
Avengers Endgame.
Right, if I would not have minded.
If there could have been, like, a moment where... Captain America came out and was like, listen, this movie's long. Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Go get a snack.
Like
probably hungry.
Like his infomercial stuff.
Right. From Spider-Man.
Yeah,
come on out and just, you know, we'll get back to the action here in a moment. That could have worked, but, you know, anyway. So then the next day, the day of the Rumble, that morning, Maria is...
She's feeling pretty today.
Yeah, she's feeling good.
It's alarming how charming she feels.
Honestly. She thinks she's in love. She thinks she's in Spain.
Which is not where she is.
Which is, are you okay, Maria?
Like, yeah.
No, she's actively being, you know, pursued
infatuated.
By this man.
Right. Have you met my good friend Maria, the craziest girl on the block? You'll know her the minute you see her. She's the one who's in an advanced state of shock. A little egregious there. Thinks she's loved, thinks she's in Spain. She isn't in love, she's merely insane. Must be the heat or some rare disease or too much to eat, or maybe it's fleas.
Yikes.
Keep away from her. Send for Chino. This is not the Maria we know. Modest and pure, polite
some
and refined.
Strong rhymes.
Well-bred and mature, and out of her mind!
What's Chino gonna do?
Right, like, we... barely see them together, but I guess...
Yeah, it's like an awkward, like, okay...
Like, go get her boyfriend!
But, like, also she doesn't care for him at all.
And, like, she's never acted this way about Chino before, so why would we...
Why would we expect her to all of a sudden be in love with Chino? Like, obviously it's not about Chino.
Right. And Maria then has the bold statement of, I feel pretty, oh so pretty, that the city should give me its key and a committee should be organized to honor me!
That's some bullshit.
Alright, Maria.
I am gorgeous. That you should make me the highest honored citizen here and form a committee
to figure out more ways to honor me.
Honestly, same. Like,
I feel good for her. Confidence.
You know what? Yeah. If you get a nice new pair of slacks, you look in the mirror and you're like, God damn, someone should give me the key to the city.
Yeah.
Looking fresh.
She says, I feel fizzy and funny and fine and so pretty. Miss America, just resign.
Jesus, Lord.
It's like, all right, Maria, wow.
Chill out.
Like, but then the first time a man has ever looked at her, and she's just like, holy shit, I am a babe.
Yeah.
And then she starts, I guess, hallucinating. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. And then her friend's like, what mirror where? Like, who can that attractive girl be? Which one, where,
where?
Whom?
Whom?
What?
And so, like, the song is done, and everyone, and she's like, I'm gonna close up the shop.
And Anita's like, all right, see you later. And then...
Well, one more thing.
Tony shows up.
Right.
And Maria has the weakest argument of, like, oh, he's dropping off aspirin.
Obviously.
That's how that works. Early DoorDash, right there.
Early DoorDash.
You know that the Jets have exclusive distributing rights for aspirin in this part.
It would
part.
Make more sense if he was, like, dropping off, like, beverages.
Right, like, right. All he that works coke that he's straightening around. Yeah.
But, so Anita essentially is like, this is okay, there could be problems if people found out, so, like...
So she's the first person who's, like, in... On the fact that they have a romance. And Anita's
like, Bernardo's not gonna like this.
Does
like...
Anita?
So I'm gonna go distract Bernardo with my feminine wills, and then you go off with Tony. Mm-hmm. Be smart. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything too risky.
Right.
Too bad everything bad happens.
It's like, I was young once.
Yeah, I was
But what's the worst that could happen?
See,
everyone dies.
But that makes me think. Back then, it was not okay to live with your significant other if you're not married. So...
It could have been a cultural thing?
Maybe. But if there's, like, strict Catholics...
That's... Does Anita live with Bernardo?
I don't
or
know.
Does she just hang out there a lot?
I think she just hangs out there a lot.
Okay.
Because they're gangs and they just
Because it's
out
Maria's...
All the time.
Like, it's Maria's bedroom. That's, like, one of the main settings.
Yes.
It's not Anita's bedroom, but she goes over there.
That's true.
Those are some beautiful doors on her bedroom.
The glass doors.
Gets glass French doors into their bedroom.
The committee
in New
gave
York
them
City.
To her.
Yeah, the committee was like,
the committee were like, get this woman some stained glass doors.
Yeah.
So goddamn
in New York
pretty.
City.
And so she's like, fine, do whatever. Like, just be careful. And so then they, you know...
They have their moment together where they, like... They have this whole imaginary wedding.
That's so creepy.
Like, and at one point...
It's
like,
alarming how creepy it is.
Yeah.
They're, Tony, like, on their knees.
And they're, like... Yeah. So they have this weird thing where, like, oh, this mannequin's her dad, this mannequin's her mom, and this one's Tony's mom. I guess Tony doesn't have a dad. They only mention Tony's mom and how fat she is, and that's it.
Which is a bitch thing to say, like,
right. Which I guess for the 50s would be a good
honor,
because that means
you
that
have
they're...
enough money to afford food,
right? Yeah,
I don't think that was a thing in the 50s. I don't think this is feudal Europe, but
it's
possible some traditions may carry
maybe,
over.
Maybe because they're poor. It's like, oh, you're poor, but oh, you are fat because you're poor,
Boy,
so you can afford
enough.
One
food.
Hand, one heart. I was just like, we're gonna have an imaginary wedding.
And they just get on their knees, and Tony, without prompting, is just like, I, Tony, take thee, Maria.
Oof.
I, Maria, take thee, Tony. It's like, whoa. Nope, we're just gonna...
It's like a promise ring, but like...
A ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's time... So, like, this is then contrasted with everyone preparing.
Yes, this
in
is...
In the song quintet.
This is the... You know, One Day More. This is the predecessor to One Day More.
Except it's not the intermission and it perplexes me, but like...
Like, this should have been where Act 1 ends.
It should have ended with the bodies on stage intermission.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because it doesn't, and it's really
like,
weird.
Mildly rewrite it, so then, like, she feels pretty, and then they're like, aw, there's been a murder.
Surprise!
And it's your brother.
Yeah.
Let's ruin everything.
Yeah, so then we have...
But anyway, everyone's getting ready.
So the sharks are going to have their night.
Baby shark. I've been wanting to make that joke for half an hour. Okay, anywho.
So the Jets are going to have their day tonight. Then the sharks are going to hand them a surprise tonight. The Jets, we're going to rock it tonight. We're going to jazz it up and have us a ball. And the sharks say they're going to get it tonight. The more they turn it on, the harder they'll fall.
God, like, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the John Mulaney stand-up bit where he's just like, music today is such bullshit because it's all about tonight. Everything must be tonight and we only have tonight. John Mulaney's like, I want a song for people in their 30s called Sorry, Tonight's No Good, How About Tomorrow? That also doesn't work. Okay, we won't see each other for years and everything's fine. Like,
Yeah. I was listening to the song. It's like, everything's gonna be tonight. Tonight's the night, night, yeah. night, night. And it's like, I think we're gonna be, like,
yeah.
there's other nights.
Right.
Like, it could rain tonight. We could get rained out.
Well, they're doing it under a highway, so there's no worry about rain. They're covered. Literally.
Literally covered.
Yeah.
But that Dutch...
Yeah, tonight's so the Jets say, well, they began it, and the Sharks say, well, they began it. Who began it?
Yeah, what's happening here?
You are the founding fathers of this organization.
I take it that what we saw in the prologue with, like, Baby John doing the graffiti of, like, the Sharks stink, because it's the 50s and everything's semi-pure
yep.
and wholesome, even semi-pure. Gang violence, they just stink. They couldn't do Sharks suck because, whoa, it has implications, but Sharks stink, that's fine. Is that the inciting moment where they beat up Baby John? Is that what is...
Potentially,
but then they're both going to stop them once and for all tonight. Anita's going to get her kicks tonight. They'll have their private little mix tonight.
It is like your classic, like, it's about to be intermission, we need to check in with where everyone's at.
Right.
Like, Anita's
going to get something. But it's after intermission, so
right.
it's weird.
It's odd placement. So, like, it's time for the fight. Tonight.
And Tony's, you know, tonight, the stars will stop where they are. For us, it's, you know, it's all romantic. Maria's like, oh, the minutes seem like hours. The hours go so slowly. It's still daytime. Come on. It's one of those things where it's like you're waiting for your package to arrive.
Yeah. You're tracking it on Amazon.
And you're like, any moment now, it'll arrive.
Stops yeah. away, and you're like, any minute
like,
now.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Excited.
So, like, now we're fighting. Like, and... So, like, we're about to duel it out.
We get to the rumble.
We're about to punch each other. I don't know what the plan was. Was everyone going to, like, pick a partner? And those
they must
that
have.
Was the first, like...
Well, they said that they...
Did they draw cards?
No, they said at the... In the soda shop that we're going to send our best guy.
Okay.
You send your best guy.
And, yeah, because, like...
Best fighter wins.
They mentioned...
Weird way of doing, like...
Because they mentioned in the quintet that, like, we're going to watch Bernardo drop tonight. And when he's hollered uncle... will tear up the town. So basically, like, once he surrenders, we're gonna go and just...
Hog wild,
you know, wreck shit.
Take the streets!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird, that, like, this is the... Like, finally, we're free! We can do what we want!
All because Bernardo just took a tumble. Yeah.
Right, but, like, no, it's never implied that we're gonna kill anyone.
Yes, no.
We're just gonna maim...
Right.
Or seriously injured.
And so, like, they're about to fight, and then Tony shows up because Maria told him that there was going to be a rumble and that there shouldn't be a rumble.
And so Maria tells Tony, break it up.
Break it up. So Tony goes...
Gotta end it.
He mounts this fence like nobody's business. Holy shit. Like, he just, like, this thing is over 13 feet tall. And he, like, if he was ever in prison, he would be fine.
Yeah.
And so he, like, mounts this fence 2 seconds flat. He's over it. Movie magic, probably.
Yeah.
And he's just like, hey, guys, don't fight. And they're like, nah, we're going
to
fight.
No, we need
so
to fight.
Get out of here.
So then they fight. And then it turns into a knife fight.
Because Tony keeps trying to break it up.
Yes.
And Bernardo's like, all right, cut the shit.
White boy.
So he pulls out a knife, which we did not agree on.
Right.
But then Riff's like, well, shit, all right.
When
I'm bringing out my knife.
Pulls out his knife. And it's like, for a second, I'm like, do they stare at each other and be like, hey, I thought we said no knives. Stabby. So then they ballet knife fight.
Like,
and I never thought that ballet would be so useful in Mortal Kombat. Right? Like, they are doing barrel rolls, and they are doing, like, they are just dancing around each other. Slashy, slashy.
Which also...
Slish, slash.
Like,
slash.
At what point does either Bernardo or Riff, like, say, you know what?
This ends in nothing but murder.
One of us will die. We should probably stop this.
Yeah.
We didn't intend... We're not trying to kill anyone. We're just kids. And Bernardo, you might be a little too old to be fighting a child.
Yeah.
Right.
But, like, still... Do you want to be a murderer? Like,
so Bernardo kills Riff, stabs him once in the chest, one and done.
Nice,
like in the stomach.
Yeah,
almost. Like,
and so Tony goes
in the
over.
Tony goes to the nurse. Where was he stabbed?
Liver.
The liver.
Wow. Or the lung, one or the other.
If you hit the lung, you're.
He's dead in like.
But he didn't cough
minutes.
Up any blood or anything, mostly because
well,
it's rated.
It was 1961.
Yeah.
Anywho, so kills him. Tony comes over and he's just like, no, Riff. You can't die.
Then
he takes the knife and then goes and stabs Bernardo.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's two dead people.
And everyone scatters.
Yeah, because the police show up and they're like, scatter!
Yeah.
And so they all run away. There's been a murder on the Orient Express. Mm-hmm. Like, the police are not going to be too happy about this.
Mm-hmm. So then Tony leaves at the request of anybody's? Is it anybody's? The girl who's trying to get into the jets.
Oh, God.
First of all, obnoxious character.
I'm like, I would not let her in my gang either. It's not a sexism thing. She's just annoying.
She's annoying. She's young.
Yeah.
She's a loudmouth. And she's annoying.
Yes. All of the above.
Did we mention...
Annoying.
She's annoying.
Yeah.
And so they're like, scatter, go hide. Maria's like waiting for Tony at the rooftop, on the roof.
And then Chino shows up.
Chino shows up and is just like...
And takes the longest time to tell her that her brother's dead.
Which like isn't an easy conversation, but spit it out.
Yeah, well like he's actively mourning already.
Right.
And then for some reason, he was tasked to tell the family member instead of like, I guess Anita would be like, out of the question, like, scream, mourn.
Right, like, she's gonna be out of commission for a while.
Yeah.
So, like, Chino goes up, tells Maria, and she's like, Tony's the one who did it. Tony killed him. And Maria then starts praying, runs to her bedroom, starts praying, and is like, no, can't be true.
Guess who's here?
Then in comes Tony, who, I will say, in this moment, I was like, ooh, that was some pretty good lighting. He's all covered in red light.
Yeah.
But it's red and white, so it's like this duality.
Oh, wow. The duality of man! Shows up in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
and she's just like, you kind of killed my brother, and he's like, I didn't mean to, and she's like, well, I guess things are okay.
I guess
let's make
fun.
Out. Yeah. Holy shit, Maria!
This is not, yeah.
Holy shit!
Like, that's not what you're supposed to do!
In Romeo and Juliet, Romeo kills, what was it, Tybalt, I think. And
kills one of them.
But he's not directly related to Juliet.
No.
But in this one, it's your brother!
They're directly related.
Like, basically your father figure, because your dad's too busy running a dress shop with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she's way too cool about this.
Yeah, it's... There's something going... Yeah. They forgot something important there.
Also, Tony could have said, like, I don't know, he came at me with a knife. Your brother was going to kill me. He was just like, I didn't mean to.
And she's just like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I believe you. Let's make out.
Like, that's a much weaker defense than if he's like, your brother was trying to kill me.
I'm like, he probably has some blood on him, and you're making out. Like, your brother's blood. And you're like, let's make out. And so then they reaffirm their love for each other in somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then, like...
I will say, I like Somewhere.
Somewhere's fine.
I like Somewhere because it's that much sadder of a song.
It is sad.
Come the end of the musical.
Movie. It's sad, but at the same time, it's just so hard for me to suspend disbelief that she's so okay still being in love with the man who just murdered her brother, like, 15 minutes ago.
I don't think Maria and Tony are supposed to be sensible people.
I know, but for them to be like, somewhere there's a time for us, there's a place for us, like, time to learn, time to care. Like, holy shit, you grew up with your brother.
Probably came to this country with your brother.
I feel like blood bonds, you know?
Yeah.
But, anywho, it just makes me dislike Maria. It's not even
there are no
thing,
good
like,
people in this musical.
Not really, no.
No, not really. Anita.
Anita and Doc are the only...
And Chino.
Chino? Chino murders. Oh, shrug. Shrug.
Whatever.
Okay, well. Doc and Anita are the only pure characters.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Because Anita lies in the very next scene.
What?
So we have then...
Well, let's go in order. Yeah. Let's go in order.
Anita shows up, and...
Not yet.
Not yet?
No, because we have to do the fucking cool song.
Oh, right.
So we cut to the Jets, who have regrouped in a parking garage.
Yeah, in a garage.
And we have to... And everyone's freaking out because, you know, the multiple homicide...
Right.
And the one guy, I don't even know
Ice.
Who it is. Ice.
Ice. He was Riff's second.
God damn it. Of course his name's Ice. This just
the
makes
one that's
the song so much worse. So
yes.
Ice is like, hey, Y'all are, like, everyone's feeling a lot right now.
But we gotta stay cool.
We gotta stay cool.
And,
like, really cool. Like,
these
like
lyrics
real cool.
are so stupid.
Stay loose, boy. Breeze it, buzz it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy.
Got a rocket in your pocket. Keep coolly cool, boy.
This is one of those songs where they truly process their emotions through.
Yeah.
Through dance.
Go man go, but not like a yo-yo schoolboy. Just play it cool, boy.
Play it cool, boy.
Real cool.
Turn it off, you know. Just like, keep it cool.
And then
so
they do
they're
a
like,
bunch
okay,
of...
okay, we'll keep it cool.
But then they do a bunch of like, pow, 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 pow. And they're
which
like handguns to no
very,
one.
Which is not very cool.
No,
it's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
The pirouettes off of the fence, not cool.
Not cool. Not cool, bro.
No. What you're doing, opposite of what you're singing about.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, they find out in the song, because the annoying girl from before is like, good evening, dear Inspector Lovely. So she's like, mm-hmm. she's been doing some spying. And she's like, she knows
she's throwing some lame, is there?
Okay, a little bit.
I was like, wait a minute, that was not from this musical.
Yeah, and Chino's like... Chino's got a gun. And they're like, okay, we need to go find Tony and mm-hmm. Chino and, like, stop a potential additional murder.
Because Chino's like, I'm going to kill Tony.
Which...
That's what I heard him say.
Kind of fair.
Which is pretty bold.
Go for it, Chino.
And so they're like, okay, we're gonna go find them. Now we're back to the flat.
Yes.
Where they're actively making out.
And then Anita shows up.
Knocking on the door.
Maria, are you in there?
She's and they, like, keep, oh, they shit. Keep making out for a minute. Like, yeah. there's a knock at the door, and they're like, nah, it's
whatevs.
Not. There's just been
it's
a
just
murder,
Anita.
And everyone here is probably feeling a lot. I'm going to make out with the murderer.
Right. And then...
Finally, he's like, okay, fine, I'll leave. And
so
he jumps out the window.
Tony leaves, heads to Doc's.
Yeah.
He's
like, I'm going to Doc's.
I'll be there. Meet
yes.
me there.
Meet me there.
This is the end of Romeo and Juliet, you know. Yeah. I'm going to kill myself. Wink, wink,
wink.
Don't kill yourself if you see me dead too. So then
Anita
Officer or Lieutenant Trank shows up and is like, you know, we're looking for this guy, we're looking for Tony. You know, have you seen him? And she's like, nope, haven't seen him. Whatever. Then the Maria says to Anita, go to Doc's soda shop and get me some aspirin. Or go get me something like basically, send the message to Tony that I'm talking with the police right now, but I'll be there soon.
Mm-hmm.
So then Anita makes her way to the soda shop where all the Jets are. Because they're basically guarding Tony.
Right.
And then Anita does something that I'm going to say Anita inadvertently...
I wouldn't.
Anita inadvertently kills Tony.
Okay.
Here's how. So the Jets start...
Oh, well, no, she does. But
so,
she does so after being
that's fair, that's
sexually
fair.
Assaulted.
By the Jets. So the Jets, yeah. And she's basically trying to say, like, hey, and you talk to Tony, They're like, what do you want, you Puerto Rican? Which, it not good.
Which is...
Nope.
So the Jets get Tony... Everyone gets Tony killed.
Which is kind of the point.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no winners. When there's violence amongst the working class.
So once the Jets basically sexually assault Anita...
Anita's just like...
Maria's dead.
Yeah.
Like, Chino got so angry at Maria for being in love with Tony that he shot and killed her. There is no more Maria.
Bye!
See ya. Then Doc hears this, goes down to tell Tony... And is like, Maria's dead, Tony! What are you doing?
Like, what more do you... Like, what more will it take to get through...
To you.
To you people.
Like, you always have to act like there's a war on. You always have to act like there's a fight. Just talk. Just be people. Doc has his one good moment. And then... When Anita... Sorry. So then Tony is so distraught... He starts running around the city.
And it's...
Chino!
He's like,
Chino! Come get me, Chino!
But, like, just the way he does it is so fucking campy. Where it's just like,
Chino!
Chino! Like, are you through this fence, Chino? Chino, come kill me, Chino!
And they end up...
and he does this for, like, 3 minutes!
Yeah,
so then
again... Too long.
A little too long.
This one is this one's like 2 minutes and 30 seconds too long. Like, yeah. we get it. He's looking for Chino to come kill him too.
Yeah.
But it's just like, so, it keeps cutting to him at dramatic angles. Like,
Chino!
Chino! And like, I really want to cut this and like green screen it and have him like poking out of trash cans and be like, Chino! Like, opening up the trunk of a car. Chino! Like, are you in here, Chino? Hitting a buzzer on a door. Just like, hello? Chino! No, this is Stan. Okay.
Do you know where Chino is? And so then they end up at, like, the basketball court where the whole movie began.
Yes.
We've now come full circle. And Tony sees Maria.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, Maria, you're not dead. And she's like, oh, Tony. And they're going to go embrace. And seconds before they hug,
Chino
shows up with a gun. Bang! Tony, dead.
Yes.
Flails.
Dying in Maria's arms.
How cute.
They have a brief
moment.
How cute. They briefly
Chino
sing somewhere again.
Tony dies.
It's like a reprise, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And then we have
Maria takes the gun from Chino!
And now at this point, the Sharks and Jets are both there.
Yes.
And she has the gun and she's like,
are there enough bullets to kill all of you shitheads?
Like, and still enough to kill me. Like, Maria's having a breakdown. Yeah. Like, you did this.
This is the end.
You did this! Look what you've done!
And so then, like, the police arrive.
Arrest Chino.
Yes, she drops the gun, she's crying, and then, like, both gangs carry Tony's body
somewhere.
So they carry his body somewhere, but I'm like, this is a crime scene. Like, don't they need to do the thing where they draw, like, the chalk outline of the body first?
Well, that's fictional. That's not a real thing they do.
They used to.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. You can look it up.
No, they didn't.
Okay. Just don't want to, you know, it's whatever.
I'm just saying.
Okay. How else would they have known where the body was?
The body would still be there.
Well, no, but like after they removed
the body.
They'd
use like flags. They wouldn't actually draw.
They didn't have flags back then for that purpose.
Yes, they did.
Anywho, so in a beautiful show of unity, they carry Tony somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it.
That is West Side Story.
Ta-da.
I kind of wish Maria died too.
I think it's sadder that she lives.
Yeah, it has to deal with
how much sadder would it have been if the bullet went through both of them?
Not just death. Not as sad, I don't think.
Like, let's wrap this thing up.
I feel like if both of them died, I mean, the ending of West Side Story is, for me, it is always anticlimactic. I'm always, like, sitting there, I'm like, ugh, I just wasted 2.5 hours.
Yes.
But if both of them died, I'd be even more pissed. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Because, like, if they both die, then it's just like, wow, we shouldn't have done this. But, like, with just Tony dead, Maria is basically a living memory of what Tony was.
Yeah.
Like, she'll forever be there to remind the Sharks, like, you did this. And the Jets as well, like, you did this. This is...
Right.
So, like, her this being there...
This is their fault.
It's also just, like, a good lesson for Maria, like... Don't just fall in love with the first guy you see in a dance at the gym.
Your first option is not always the best option.
There are many fish on the west side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's West Side Story.
Ends. That's it. Bada bing, bada boom. It's worldwide when you step in the room. Because I'm a hustler, baby. Someone will never get old.
Are you all right?
No.
Well.
I am unwell!
So that's West Side Story. But before we wrap things up, here on Stage Rant, we always have a little game at the end.
I'm ready.
So we're going to play our Season 2 game, which last season we had this little game called Share with Cher, where we had to cast Cher role.
That's funny.
But Cher was for Season 1.
Okay.
Season 2 is all about Meryl, all about Meryl Streep.
Hell yeah.
Damn right.
So we need you to make it with Meryl. So if you could cast Meryl Streep in any role in West Side Story, who is Meryl Streep playing?
100% Anita. 100%.
Interesting. Tell me more.
Yeah, why? Give us your rationale.
So,
also, does Meryl Streep have to do a Puerto Rican
Is Meryl Streep in brownface?
I would hope not.
No.
First of all, Meryl Streep would never be in brownface.
That's fair. Also,
She's too classy.
In the movie West Side Story, Rita Moreno, who plays Anita, is the only Puerto Rican actress in the whole movie.
Yeah, that is
all the
true.
Other sharks are white guys in brown face.
Yeah. That's why they look so greasy.
Yes.
We were talking about that earlier before the podcast started.
Everyone looks greasy
Everybody
in this movie.
Looks like they're sweating profusely through it. Granted, they are dancing the entire time, but...
Even when they're just sitting.
They're shiny.
Yeah.
So that makes sense, is that they're in a lot of blackface, but, or brownface, but, you know, I didn't really think of it in that way. I was thinking more so that they would, I don't know how they would write her in, but.
But she'd be Anita.
Yeah, she's just so good. I feel like her acting, she would be so good at, like, the emotional stuff that Anita has to go through.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Meryl Streep can... do choreography.
Mm-hmm.
You know Meryl can do whatever you tell her to.
Well, she's been in musicals before.
Yes.
She has musical experience.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she did all of those dances in Mamma Mia and stuff.
Fair.
But also, when we're recasting,
mm-hmm.
what age are we recasting her in? Are we casting her in her 70-year-old, like, how she is now? Or are we...
For this one, I will waive... The as she is required.
Or are we doing
1960s Meryl?
Okay.
How
so like
old
Sophie's
was she?
Sophie's choice. Good question.
When was she born? Because if she's like 10, it'd be a little weird to have her as Anita. How old was Meryl?
Fine. It can be Meryl Streep as you want her to be.
Okay.
You can say 20-year-old
Meryl
Streep.
I'm saying Sophie's choice. Meryl Streep.
Yeah, she would have been.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah.
In this movie, we cast her in 1961.
So.
She definitely saw this as a kid, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think everyone saw this.
Everybody
as a
saw
kid.
It.
Yeah.
So I would put her as young Anita,
mm-hmm.
and they somehow make her. I mean, they can have. I don't. Well, let me not be so. Distinctive. I don't know how to say this, but like, she can be a Puerto Rican, but not be like black hair and super dark skin.
So she's Meryl Streep, just Puerto Rican Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
without
fair.
Somehow without being racist.
Uh huh.
Without stepping on any
in
toes.
This imaginary world where it's not okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Joe, who is Meryl Streep?
What's the name of the street urchin little shithead?
Anybody?
Yeah, anybody. I want Meryl Streep to play anybody.
Give that character
15-year-old Meryl
Give her
Streep.
Something.
I want that to be her breakout
Give
role.
Give her depth. Yeah.
Is anybody in West Side Story.
I think... Do you have any more about that?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it would be funny if she also was like Velma and like only in the background, but it's like Meryl Streep in the background. Have one line.
She's just I would have her be the guy at the dance. The John Astin character.
The,
I would have her be the host.
The supervisor.
Yeah.
Supervisor.
Yeah.
What adult movie version of Meryl Streep is she in that capacity? And why is the answer Devil?
It's Devil Wears Prada.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Walks in with a clipboard.
Miranda.
And so it's like, okay, shut up.
Miranda Priestley running a dance in the 50s.
I feel like it would be prom Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
With her.
Yes.
Hello.
So, it is I, Meryl Streep.
I'm here to get you kids off the street. Welcome to Streep Off the Street. So I have this other game for you, for both of you.
I love games.
Ready.
This is called Sharks or Jets.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you either the species of a shark or the model of a jet. And you have to tell me, is this a jet or a shark?
Okay.
Where the shit did this? Okay, this is fun.
The albatross. Is that a jet?
It's a jet.
Or a shark?
It's a shark.
It's a jet. Can you see the answer
No,
sheet?
I cannot.
Okay.
But I don't think they would call a shark the albatross.
I feel like there could be.
What, like it's been tagged and released and
yeah.
its name is the albatross?
Yeah.
These aren't like
Seems
nicknames.
Weird.
These
not
are
nicknames,
like,
these are like types
these
of
are
shark.
Species.
Right.
Species of shark. Like, great white is not on here, but
Please
like,
tell me for the next one you're going to be like, Boeing 747.
Next one, cookie cutter.
cookie cutter? Is that a piece of a shark?
I feel like this is,
I feel like that's a jet.
I feel like this is a trick. I feel like it sounds cookie too cutter. Silly to be a shark, but I feel like it's a shark.
It's a shark.
What yeah, the hell kind of shark is the cookie cutter?
Bullpup. The bullpup.
Shark.
I'm gonna say jet. I'm just gonna say jet for all.
It's a jet.
What the shit?
The bullpup is a jet. The poor beagle. The poor beagle.
Jet.
Shark.
That's a shark.
Fuck off!
Dusky. The dusky.
A shark.
The plane. A plane. A jet.
Shark.
What in the shit?
This one should be easy.
You're not very good at this one.
No!
Now.
Raptor. The raptor.
That jet.
I know that's a jet.
That's a jet.
Okay.
Draken.
Shark.
Like a dragon?
No, D-R-A-K-K-E-N. Draken.
Shark.
That's a jet.
What in the hell is this game?
Wagtail.
Shark.
Shark.
It's a jet.
That doesn't know.
Last
incorrect.
One. Last one. Pajama.
Shark.
That's a shark.
I was going to say, that one's a jet. I'm leaving
shark?
My own home.
Out of here.
So yeah, that was a fun game. Very, very happy.
My brain hurts.
No, right? Some of these, like, bullpup, that sounds like a... Like, that should be a shark.
That should be a shark.
Well, but a pup... Is it pulp or pup?
Pup.
Pup. B-U-L-L-P-U-P. Bullpup.
Okay, gotcha. If it's one word, I get it, but I was picturing it as two words and a pup... Why... I
think a pup is a baby shark.
Is a baby shark, so I was like, that seems tricky.
Yep. So I went for the most, like, ambiguous-sounding jet names. Because, like...
Good game.
The falcon.
A lot of them were, like, bird names. I was like,
they're all bird names. Like,
yeah.
I'm surprised you found that many non-tangentially aviation-named...
Yeah.
Well played.
Nice words.
Thank you. Good game. GG.
Well, this has been another episode of Stage Rant.
Oh, I think you actually won that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I had a losing streak there for a minute.
You
it's
really
right.
did.
It's all right. Well, this has been another episode of Stage Rant.
Maria!
Thank you for listening, and thank you, Melanie, for joining us for
thank
this
Thank you for having me.
Episode. Yes, we'll be sure to have you back at some point.
Absolutely.
Maybe for High School Musical.
Absolutely, for High School Musical.
I think it's locked in then.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen this season,
not,
probably.
It's non-negotiable.
Something's coming.
I will
something's,
be here.
Yeah.
Something's coming. And somewhere. Sometime.
Somewhere, yep.
Probably in America.
But not tonight.
Not tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight's no good. How about another night?
But until then, let's keep it cool.
Let's keep it cool.
We're done.
Keep it cool, kids.
All right. Thank you.
This has been a quartet.